Fine, Josh, are you disappointed we didn't get the win today?
Obviously,
yeah,
you will be.
Yeah, disappointed, frustrated probably sums it up a bit better. I think we can be pleased and look at our performance in a positive way. But again, disappointed and frustrated that we haven't gone and got the goal, which have got us 3 points.
How tough was Scunthorpe to play against? Because they're top of the league. Was it a tough game? They're a difficult side to play against, I guess. But we've played better teams than that, I think.
Yeah, I think every game in this league is a tough game, whether you're playing teams down the bottom or teams right at the top. You can't take your foot off the gas and give any less than 100% each week. I think, yeah, maybe we have played better teams than Scunthorpe, but I think that's partly down to how well we played and we put our game and our stance on the game that we were going to go out and try and dominate them. And I think for the majority of the game we've done that. Obviously we know they're a threat and they had a few chances and we had some chances ourselves. But I think if you look over at the game, we can be confident that that's top of the league and we can go and mix it with anyone in this league.
It's just been frustrating, hasn't it? The goal. They're just not coming at the moment. Doesn't matter what we do, we can't seem to get the ball in the net.
Yeah, exactly. You summed it up. It's so frustrating. I think Phil's done all he can at the back post and a defender comes out of nowhere and puts in a great block on the line and that seems to sum up how things are going at the minute. But I think we've just got to keep working on training pitch, keep putting the hard yards in and keep grinding away and putting in good performances, and I'm sure the goals will come because we've got the players in the team that can do it. We just need a little bit more luck and a little bit more of taking care and a little bit more quality, which we've got, and I'm sure we'll be fine.
Did you get the feeling that they'd come here to try to stop you playing and kick you from pillar to post?
I come to expect that in every game, really.
Welcome to League One.
Yeah, there's obviously, I can't expect that teams are going to just say, oh, they go have the ball and play your football. They're going to try and upset me.
They were one of the more physical sides we've played, though, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were. And again, that's one of their strengths, and that's why they are where they are in the league. They've probably gone to places, and at their place, they've probably bullied sides. But we're a team that certainly won't be bullied, and we can mix it with if teams want to come and play a physical game, or they want to get the ball down and play us at a more technical game, then we're happy to do both and we can do both.
A few times it seemed like a feather touch and their players were going to ground and rolling around as if they'd been shot. That's what it's, you know, looked like from here. You know, I can see you're grinning. You know, were comments being passed between the players out there?
Not too much, I don't think. Obviously you get the odd comment, it's part of the game, but
it looks embarrassing at times.
Yeah, it can be, and obviously it's not what people want to see, players rolling around and trying to get other players booked and things like that. It's not the part of the game that we want to see as players or as fans or anyone involved. So but every team's going to play how they're going to play, and we just have to keep our cool and not lose our temper at them playing, if they're playing any games or want to draw us, so we lose our heads and lose our concentration, and then we can throw the game away. So we've just got to concentrate on ourselves, not worry too much about what they're doing, and that's the best way to go about it, I think.
And what about your situation, Josh? Because you're on loan until January. Now it could be extended, given West Ham's situation at the wrong end of the table. Has anything been said about whether you will be going back to have a part to play there, or has anything conversely been said about staying here for the rest of the season?
There's still a lot to happen in the next week. I think in football things happen very quickly, so I couldn't give you a definite answer on what's going to happen at the minute. But
what would you like to happen? Would you like to stay and see out the season with Bradford? I know, as much as you love West Ham.
Yeah, of course. If West Ham said the best thing for me was to stay at Bradford and keep playing my football, then I'd be happy to do that. I showed that by coming back in the summer, and I love playing my football here in front of crowds like this.
How was that today?
Yeah, it's brilliant. And
because the alternative presumably would be mainly playing in the under 21s at West Ham, wouldn't it?
Exactly. If I went back to West Ham and didn't go straight in the team or didn't start playing, then I would be playing in the 23s. Mm. So, like I said, in football things happen quickly, and the next week, or weeks, quite a long time in football. So something will happen, obviously, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
And you must love the Yorkshire weather as well. Did you enjoy Yorkshire Christmas?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was my first Christmas away from home. My family come up. So it was.
You weren't cooking, were you? We talked about this last time, didn't we?
No. I left the cooking to my mum. Yeah, she's the expert in the kitchen.
So we can reveal Josh Cullen still can't boil a sprout.
He's getting there. What's the focus like now? Because obviously we've drawn a few games. Stuart seemed fairly upbeat, and rightly so. It was a good performance today. Still full of positivity that we can push on. Are we still looking at automatic or just staying with it, and seeing what happens?
I think the key is to going into the second half of the season, we're right in the mix. You don't win anything or get promoted at Christmas. Mm. Everyone knows that. So we're up there, we're in the mix, and we're going to take each game as it comes. We're positive with how we've been performing, and we're pleased with that. It's just about getting the results now, and I think if we keep playing the way we have been, then there's no reason it won't turn into results. And like I said, we'll take it game by game and see where we end up coming the end of the season.